outcalled by USA. That's exactly what it is with 44 seconds left. So, Dave, we're seeing a little bit of a chess match here. Lakers finding some seams, finding those edges that were moving the ball down the field, but USA also sniffing some things out as well.
Let's see how Coach Forberg's clock management is, because we just was a little critical as he wasted a dozen seconds or so on this last time out. But he's does he have one left?
I guess he does.
He's got one left in the back pocket, 44 seconds to go, and the ball on the 20-yard line. So for USA, they'll give up another 19 yards. They really don't care if they move the football on them. But for Lakers, this is a you have been driving this whole quarter, six straight minutes. This is an opportunity to make a statement, take the lead going into the half. It's a very unique set of downs here coming up, because I want to see if Lakers will throw the football again. The running game has been good. Kretschmer has been the focal point. We know Ethan Wisner is the guy they like to use in the red zone. Is there enough time to give him the football? I can't wait to find out.
44 seconds remain in the first half, 8-8, and Lakers coming out in the I formation. Three men, and it looks like, is that Blake Smithers on the lead blocker there?
That's the extended I.
Ethan Wisner gets the handoff. He goes, rumbles down the near sideline across the 15. You're going to say he stepped out at the 15-yard line. Tackle made by number 52, Kirkland Krzyzewski for USA. A gain of five, stops the clock with 37 seconds left.
Wisner is a very lucky man, because he was right down the sideline and was tackled in bounds, and he's lucky he's ruled out of bounds to stop the clock, because that would have been a mistake. You already had a nice gain. Get out of bounds, stop the clock, so your team can set up, call a play, and run it again. So a nice play there. A couple missed tackles again by USA. They have to do a better job if they want to keep Lakers out of the end zone.
Smithers and Oyavide with the lead blockers for Ethan Wisner. He's still on his feet, brought down at the 14-yard line. It's going to be a hard-fought 1 yard if he went about sideways for about 15 or 20. And there's the final timeout called by Steve Verberg and the Lakers with 25 seconds left in the half. Lakers 8, USA 8. Dave Hansen, Lakers facing a third down and five deep into USA territory.
Again, we're down to 25 seconds, and the ball still at about the 14-yard line. They just gained a few yards. They burned their last time out, so now it's decision time. Because if you run the football, you may only have two plays left, unless you get out of bounds. So this has got to be an opportunity where do you maximize your plays and throw the ball three to four times? This is where Coach Verberg is going to have to trust his young quarterback to make that decision. McCain, a true sophomore, 5'11", 180 pounds. This is where you make your money as a head coach right here. They did a great job keeping USA from having another possession in this half, but you have to finish this drive with a score to feel like that was worth your time.
So there's a new rule this year. If a team wants 2 minutes due to COVID, they can take 2 minutes in order to properly and safely get water and everything else. So what we just saw was the entire USA team run off the field real fast here as what felt like at the end of the play, end of the timeout here. So now everyone regroups a little bit. That's news to me, Dave.
Strange world we live in. nothing should fool you anymore.
We're not out of the woods yet. Let's take a look at other area scores here. It looks like Cass City continued to tack on scores. It's now 22-0 over Harbor Beach in the second quarter. Vassar trailing Caro 12-8 at the end of the first. And Sandusky leading Ubley 14-8. Algonac and Marlette tied at 14. Third down and five from the 15-yard line for the Lakers. Right to left, cross your radio, deep into USA territory. Saying a receiver wide to the right, that would be number 18, Garrett Bowles. McCain in the pistol. Man in motion, Kretschmer. Rolling to his right, looking to pass. Jumps up in the air, wide open in the end zone. He is caught. Did he say it is? Touchdown, Lakers. Zach Kretschmer brings in the 15-yard reception from Connor McCain for the score. And the Lakers take their first lead of the night with 18 seconds remaining in the half.
More receivers than defenders in the area. Kretschmer, again, is your double wing back. Covering the tight end on the left side, he goes in motion, and he runs basically a wheel route as he goes right around the right side into the back corner, and not a very good throw by McCain as that thing flutters up in the air. But everybody's covered but Kretschmer, so all he had to do was get the ball to him, which he did, and he corrals the catch for a touchdown, and that is a fantastic drive executed by McCain and this offense.
Going for two, Ethan Wisner has it, reversing Fields, and he's going to be brought down to the 2-yard line. No good on the two-point conversion. So it is a 14-8 lead for the Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers, 18 seconds before the half, leading by 6 over the USA Patriots right here on the WLW Sports Network.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular. Tumka, the thumb.
Connor Gettle and Braylon Baylor deep back for the Patriots at their own 20-yard line, away in the kick from Logan Collison Russell and the Lakers, who just took the lead 14-8. It's a mid-range kick brought in by the 27-yard line by Walker Foley. Going to the far sideline, cuts back in at the 20-30. Now going backwards, Barry Sandering this one, and he's brought down to the 25 for a 5-yard loss after his initial forward progress, a 3-yard return. All said and done for Walker Foley. 10 seconds remain for USA, trailing 14-8.
Yeah, not what you're doing there. Foley does the right thing. He tries to reverse field, do something crazy to make something happen here, because they're going to get probably one play. They'll run one play, hand it off here, and we're going to go to halftime with looking like the Lakers leading by 6 over to USA.
Last drive for Lakers covered 12 plays and 73 yards, took 5 minutes and 51 seconds off the clock. And in fact, exactly 5:51 before that drive is how long Lakers had the ball all together to that point. And Connor Gettle takes the knee to end the first half, and USA goes to the locker room, trailing by 6 to the home team, the Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers, 14-8. Lakers finds the end zone twice, enter 24 minutes of play right here on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football, being powered by Agar Valley Services.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? 3 mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
2020 has made us think about some things that we never thought possible or even necessary in our lives. And even with all the unknowns in the world right now, one thing we know for certain, when it comes to healthcare, you know where to go. For the most up-to-date and state-of-the-art 3D mammography, you know where to go. For 5-star service in the cleanest hospital in the state of Michigan, for primary care, whether it's in Bad Axe, Elkton, Caseville, Pigeon, or Sebring, you know where to go. For walk-in care and fast care, open 362 days a year. For a certified Trauma 4 Medical Center, award-winning pediatrics, cardiac, pulmonary, and physical rehabilitation. For 3 senior living communities, 4 pharmacies, diabetes education, respiratory therapy, or specialty care like cardiology, podiatry, urology, orthopedics, general surgery, and ears, nose, and throat. For whatever you need in healthcare, there's only one place to go. Sure. Better health, better life. So, do you know where to go? You sure do. Are you sure?
Hi, this is Emma.
And Jacob.
From the Unionville, Sebring Area High School Patriot Marching Band.
Even though we couldn't be at the games physically this year, we still wanted to be a part of the Friday Night Lights.
In support of our school, community, and football team, here is our fight song.